Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us together by the radio to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I appreciate you listening wherever you may be. I trust the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. I do want to send the broadcast out to all of those who are sick and suffering, those that are shut in, those that are sad and bereaved, brokenhearted, those in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, wherever you may be listening today, on the job, driving your automobile or your rig up and down the road, in prison, wherever you're listening, I appreciate you being there. And I trust that the Lord will speak to your heart from the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. And we're continuing our study on revival. For several weeks, we've been looking at different texts in the Bible concerning revival. And I appreciate how the Lord has blessed us and spoken to us. And I trust that God will do it again throughout the days of this week. I suppose the golden text in the Bible for revival is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. In chapter number 6, Solomon has dedicated the temple with a rather lengthy prayer. And then in the early part of chapter number 7, he finishes that prayer, and then the glory of the Lord fills the house of God. But then when you come down to verse number 12, Solomon has asked the Lord to remember that place and hear the petitions that are made toward the temple. Here is what the Lord said in verse number 12 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Then in verse 14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now I realize, as I said earlier, this is God's answer to Solomon's prayer in the dedication of the temple. But I do not want to be such a hyper-dispensationalist and cut out a great portion of the Word of God. I believe all the Word of God, though it was not all written to me, it was all written for me. And we learn in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 10, that these things that were written aforehand were written for our admonition. And so there is nothing wrong scripturally with us taking the Word of God and making an application from this verse of Scripture as God's recipe for revival. And I want to say again, friend, I do not care what the liberal theologians might say or the modern day preachers might say. I do not care what anyone says. I still believe that God is in the reviving business. And I still believe that God wants to send revival in these days that we are living in. And so I believe here in these verses of Scripture, we find God's recipe for revival. Let me make three or four statements of introduction and then come to the text and the message today. I want to say to you, first of all, if you're saved, God wants to revive you. If you're not saved, then you do not need a revival. You need a resurrection, and God wants to resurrect you through the redemptive process of His saving grace. But if you are saved, God wants to revive you. Please listen to this statement I'm about to make. God will fill every area in your life that you will empty for Him. Then may I say to you that a revival does not come from the bargain table. They do not come cheap. May I say to you, dear friend, that revival still costs. And if we're going to see revival, we will see it coming as we meet God's conditions and become God's plan for revival. Let me also say, thirdly, that revival has a pattern that it follows. In revival, God will do something in us. And then when God does something in us, God will do something through us. And then when God does something through us, God will do something for us. And friend, I want to say to you that God will never do anything through you or for you until God does something in you. And I speak, of course, in the area of revival. But I do want to emphasize, God wants to revive you. God wants to send a revival to your church. God wants to send a revival to your community. And God wants to send revival to our country. So what is the recipe of getting that revival from the Lord? And by the way, let me say this. Revival does not come through personalities or through promotions or through programming or through planning. And there's surely nothing wrong with us planning. And God is a God of order. But I want to say to you that revival comes as we experience the intervention of God in the life of God's people. Notice, if you will, our text verse again in verse number 14. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. As we approach this verse of scripture, I want to look at three different thoughts from the text on God's recipe for revival. First of all, we're going to look at the people of revival. Then second, we will look at the plan for revival. And thirdly, we will look at the promise of revival. And I trust the Lord will speak to our heart day after day in the study of the Word of God. Now, notice, if you will, please, first of all, the people of revival. God said, if my people, which are called by my name. Now, I want to say to you without hesitation that God's people are the people through whom God will send revival. God will not send revival through Congress. God will not send revival through community clubs. God will not send revival through civic organizations. But God will send revival through His churches, His people. Oh, my friend, may I say on the other side that we cannot blame the lost world for keeping us from having revival. I use the illustration often as I preach in the pulpit. I do not care what is across the road from the church building, or what is behind the church building, or what is on either side of the church building. All four of those places may be occupied by some of the most wicked and perverse people in the world. But friend, they are not the problem that hinders revival. The drinking crowd, the drug crowd, the divorcing crowd, the dancing crowd, those who are killing babies, those, my friend, that are involved in all kind of sin and wickedness, pornography, adultery, murder, whatever it may be, name the sin and name the sinner. But that is not the problem that hinders revival. No, when the church is revived, then God can work in the life of those people and bring them to Christ and save them by his amazing grace. God said, if my people, which are called by my name. And I want to say to you today, if that describes you, then you need to listen day after day and let God speak to you about your part in seeing God bring revival into your own life personally and into your church and into our communities and our country for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, if my people, there's something inside me when I read that statement that makes me want to stand up and say, I belong to that crowd. I know who he's speaking to. I am one of them. And as you listen to the broadcast today, if you have not been saved by the grace of God, if you have not been born into the family of God by the miracle of the new birth, I want to tell you up front, God loves you and Christ died for you. You do not have to remain a sinner, bound in the shackles of your sinful lifestyle and your sinful habits. God will take the scissors of grace and set you free from everything that holds you in its grip and give you victory and joy and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are willing today as a sinner to turn from your sin to the Savior, acknowledge to the Lord Jesus Christ that you are a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner, and there's no way you can save yourself. But if you'll call upon him by faith, he will save you this very moment. Bow down by the radio center and call upon him right now. Father, save the lost that listens today and bless your people, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.